Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our coverage here on WGNS brought to you by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing change. Well, they've donated $11 million to local nonprofits, and it's your spare change that is having a big impact. You're not participating and would like to, sharingchange.org online. Well, this morning we have the pleasure of talking with Claire Maxwell. Claire is the chair of the Rutherford County School Board, and I guess this completes in just a few days. Year number one as board chair, right?
Yes. First year. It's been a whirlwind, yeah, I'll tell you. But thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. A lot of good things to talk about. Of course, what's on everybody's mind is the start of high school football.
Yes. And thank you for this. I did not have the full schedule out in front of me, but there are some fantastic matchups all season long, starting with this week one. And I cannot believe we have the defending champions, Oakland versus CPA. Blackman is stepping out and playing Clarksville. Riverdale is Knox Catholic. Knox Catholic has sent quite a few players to Tennessee Falls, so that's going to be a tough one. Rockvale at Independence. Siegel at Cookeville. Smyrna at Brentwood. Stewart's Creek versus Centennial. Laverne versus Franklin. And I want to say a shout out to my good friend Chris Johnson, who is doing a great job over there. Enthusiasm is really, really high. All the best to him. And MTCS is playing versus Ezel Harding, and Eagleville versus PCA. And if you're just looking at this schedule in the coming weeks, it is just sensational. I don't believe I have seen such good matchups across the board with all of this district ever. This is a great slate of games.
So in the 11 weeks of a regular season, of course, most of our teams, I guess all of our teams, don't have a fall break game scheduled. There are some Thursday games as well, next week included, some teams playing on Thursday. So we will have 13 broadcast in 10 weeks. So we're going to be busy.
You are going to be real busy. But tune in, and if you can't make it to the stadium, do tune in, because these kids, the quality of sports and competitiveness in this county is second to none.
Well, obviously, this is a business, but our focus has always been on highlighting the kids. Saturday mornings, we do the coaches show, and it's really more of, you know, the coaches talking about their players and their program and what they're proud of and what they've been able to accomplish. And that's been our goal since we've been doing it. So, you know, that's what's most important. And gosh, we have seen just some great talent come through here. You know, start listing off names, but Fernando Bryant comes to mind when that was, what, 94. And, you know, we went on to play in the NFL, and that was really my first year working here. And but since then, Juwan Jennings, who's still playing in the NFL, great basketball player too, helped Blackman to the first boys basketball state championship in 50 years here for the county. So we start going down that road,
we've got three balls right now too.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. So it's a great community to be a part of and highlight these athletes who really put in some hard work. I mean, if you're going to play at this level, you've got to be dedicated.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm always wanting to give a shout out to and support all things Rutherford County, especially sports, because sports and academics go hand in hand.
They do. And here's one thing, too. You know, if people will go to the game, you know, support your schools, because, I mean, the money that it takes to put on a game night – we just saw that MTSU decided they're going to go with simple uniforms, so they have more of that money for NIL, you know,
I kind of understand. You got to find those dollars. And I will say to the public and the community at large, yes, sitting in the comfortable chair in your living room is the easiest thing to do. But I think that there's nothing that comes to sitting in the stadium, having that hot dog, watching those cheerleaders, listening to the band, seeing the fans, and seeing these kids live, because this, they've worked so hard for this, and they do. I ask everyone to. Attendance has kind of fallen off in the last couple of years. You know, you'll get them for the for a couple of games, but big games a year. But I would like to see it what it was probably 15 years ago when it was. Now, granted, we didn't have as many high schools, but there's something to be seeing these kids live, and I encourage it.
Well, we have more people, so I mean, you know, really no excuses. I always like to tell people, you know, if you go to the game or go to the game and, you know, take your phone with you and earbuds and you can listen to our broadcast. Maybe it's a different game. If you're going to Riverdale tonight, you'll want to hear what's going on at Oakland. We're doing score updates. We've got reports from Oakland or from Riverdale tonight. So, I mean, those are great ways to catch up with all of that.
I'm going to take in two tonight. I promised my son, who is a volunteer coach at Laverne, that I would come and catch
nice.
The first half. And then right before halftime, I'm going to skedaddle over to Riverdale and support them as well. And I'm going to try to get out to a lot more of these games, too, not just the Riverdale and Laverne's. Last year, I was able to go to a couple of Smyrna games. And they were exciting too. I love the facilities that all these teams now have are just top notch in itself.
I wanted to ask you about that because facilities, you know, people that don't really understand and know, they may look at that and say, gosh, why is our county spending this much money to do this and that and put down turf and add video scoreboards and all this kind of stuff? That's not what's happening.
No, I have to let the public know that is all driven by boosters and those families that raise those funds independently. Yeah. Rutherford County Schools does not put in turf, does not put up jumbotrons and video scoreboards or any of that stuff. That is all privately fundraised.
And that's part of the reason you have those video scoreboards is that's part of the fundraising, you know, and ads
and
on the sidelines and stuff.
If you have one, I'm just going to say Riverdale has a new one that's up. But let me tell you what you can do with that. I think the first one was Oakland. I'm going to give them props. I think Oakland had the first one. The advertising you can do, they can really they can make their money back twofold. So I can see it, and I wish we could help all of these schools, but eventually, you know, they're all going to have turf, and eventually they'll probably all have this because they have to. That is the way of the future that they can keep that, because without those extra dollars, you can't be as successful.
Well, sure. And, you know, Rockville got their video board last year. I think we added what you mentioned, Riverdale, Blackman, Smyrna. I think that's all for this year. One thing that the coaches talked about last week, and this is something that the county has been doing, and that's the LED lighting.
Yes.
Talk to me about, I mean, I've watched a few of the board meetings, and Trey talks about, you know, we're putting in this and that, and there is an upfront cost, but there's a huge money savings to that.
Millions will come back to Rutherford County.
Yeah.
And I am so happy that we were able to do it, not only inside our buildings, but finally tackle those baseball fields. It was kind of dark out there.
Yeah.
I had a couple of coaches say, you know, hey, why not us? And we couldn't get around to them as quickly as we wanted to, but we have finally gotten around to. And poor Trey Lee, he has worked himself to the bone. But the cost savings is real with these. And I'm glad that we finally are where we are, because it was a long road. It really was. But
so that's one of the things that they were, at the football stadiums, Will Kreisky was talking about, and Siegel has this and several of the others. They have the LED lights, and that was part of what was going to come. And then they put in extra money to be able to have the lights that can change colors and strobe and turn on and off and that kind of thing, which is cool for the, you know, overall experience.
Yeah.
But that was extra that the programs
the
put
program
into.
The program had to put that in.
Yeah.
We could help you versus with the lights. But anything enhancements of that, that's all on you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. I actually didn't know it could do that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing some of that. But, you know,
they can make the lights go to the music and stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, they do it. They do it in college. So they should be able to do it in high school,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, if they can do it on Rocky Top, they can do it here.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Claire Maxwell is joining us. You know, and there are lots of other sports. I know we had a story about Eagleville building or putting in a soccer field. So yes, they're going to begin a soccer program.
That's the first one out there.
And, you know, these are just opportunities for kids. Butch Vaughn, years ago, when he was principal at Central Middle School at the time, he was on one of the shows and he said, you know, I don't care if it's football or if it's chess or, you know, tiddlywinks. Each kid should have an opportunity to be involved in a small community. We talk about it at church, you know, small groups, things like that. These are your friends, your pals, you know. Otherwise, there's no telling what these kids could get into.
It becomes your family outside of your family.
Yeah.
And Butch and I agree. We are we both, I think we two are probably the biggest sports fans on the board. But we agree with that. Every kid should be involved in something. Find your thing. I don't care if it's chess, if it's archery. We have more opportunities now for more sports than just the bit the big five. And so just find your thing, whether it be chess, whether it be archery. It doesn't have to be some of the big sports.
And even our arts programs.
Even the arts programs. I was a singer. I was not an athlete. I love watching sports, but I was not an athlete. But I was in the band. I didn't even play an instrument. I was a flag. So there are opportunities for everybody at middle school. I am surprised and blown away at the opportunities we have at the middle school level that I never would have dreamed. So I'm just really pleased that Rutherford County has so many options.
Claire Maxwell is here, Rutherford County School Board Chair. My daughter was choir and student council. You know, that was her big thing. So, you know, there's an opportunity for kids to get involved. I do want to make sure we talk about the Oakland and Riverdale additions. Riverdale is in theirs. Are they both in theirs, or how's that working?
They are open and the school has started, but they're still tweaking some things. So September 28th is the new ribbon cutting for Oakland. So put that on your calendars. I had to let Alan, my dear friend Alan Farley, he's a Oakland grad. He gives me some good-natured ribbing because we haven't won as much against them as I would like. But yes, Riverdale's ribbon cutting was last Sunday. We had former principal Hewlin Watson, Tom Nolan came out. Lots of friends I went to school with, county commissioners. It was wonderful. And it's more than just an addition. It is a total, basically, makeover renovation, with safety being and safety as well as extra classroom space being equal. All those kids are covered and enclosed, and so they don't have to go outside, and they don't have to worry about getting wet, getting cold, or somebody coming up and doing some harm, which was my real fear. When Riverdale and Oakland were built in 72, it was an open campus concept, which I loved growing up. I liked going outside to all these other buildings for classes, but it's not practical in 2025. And so I was really happy that there's actually not one part of the main and annex buildings at Riverdale and Oakland that have not been touched by some sort of renovation. And it makes a huge difference. The kids were walking around. They appreciate it now. Extra wide hallways, two-story classrooms that connect to the annex. It's beautiful. It really is. And they didn't use up all of the courtyard. There's a little bit of the courtyard still left at Riverdale and Oakland because the courtyard was a special place.
Sure.
But they made it even more special. And so I'm not going to give it away. But, I think you all, Oakland alumni, you're going to be very, very pleased, as the Riverdale alumni were, when you see the brand new renovated Oakland High School.
And understand, too, that some of the classroom spaces that have been there since 72, you mentioned that, I mean, everything was touched. Maybe it's new paint on the walls, new doors up, that kind of thing.
Bathrooms. Okay. Bathrooms done. This is an example here. The old auditorium at Riverdale High School is now the art rooms.
Oh, nice.
And they built a brand new auditorium for Riverdale and for Oakland.
Is it about double the size of
the old one? Double the size. Yeah. They're both right around 700-something. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. They can now host each individual class can now come go in there. They couldn't even have like the freshman or sophomore class go in there because it was too big.
Yeah.
The number of kids was too big. They ended up having to take everything to the gym. And now when they have performances there, they're able to have a lot more people come and enjoy these performances. And it's just, it's beautiful. And I'm really, really proud of it.
Well, our four older schools, Riverdale, Oakland, Smyrna, and Laverne, they're all getting some makeovers.
Absolutely. Smyrna was first off right out of the gate. They got an actual wing added to them, and it's beautiful, and it helped them get out of portables. I hate portables. I agree with Coy. I wish we could get rid of them tomorrow, but unfortunately, the portables that were at Riverdale High School are only going to have to go to another school.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, but Laverne is getting, and it's very unique. I have to go drive by there again and see what they've done. They're going with a three-story addition on the end, and they'd already gotten some improvements with ceiling tiles and new flooring and paint, but this is going to be really, really special on the I don't think we've ever gone three-story anywhere, so
I don't know
it's going to be great. And so I cannot wait for their ribbon cutting as well. And I guess that's the thing that I'm most proud of, and I told the board this the other day, that we should all just sit back and realize what we've accomplished here. Not only have we opened up brand new schools that alleviate overcrowding and such, we've also been able to touch our four older schools at the same time, which going forward, we're going to have to continue to do that.
Sure.
We're going to have one eye on the future and one eye in the past, because we're going to have to, we've got still a lot of heavy lifting left to go over the next 3 years, 5 years. We were talking about our five-year plan just the other day. And of course, I think Mr. Vaught even said, why don't we make it the 9 and 10-year-old plan? Because the farther out we can project, the better off we'll be. Because I felt like for the first couple of years, we were kind of in quicksand and we were so behind. But we've done so much to catch up to where we are now.
Well, our quote-unquote newer high schools in Blackman. Blackman's, what, 26, 27 years old now?
Exactly. The years go by.
I
mean, if you don't. But you really have to take a look at them every 10 years and say, okay, what do they need? Or do they need anything? Mm-hmm. And but I'm really proud that we've been able to take care of the old and the new.
And new school open, Poplar Hill.
Poplar Hill is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And no rest for the weary. The middle school,
right next
yet
door.
Unnamed right now, but the middle school's already going, they're rocking and rolling on it. And so it will be very, very needed, because Stewart's Creek Middle and Blackman Middle, Blackman Middle is the biggest middle school in the entire state. It's over 1,700 students.
Wow.
Huge. So that's desperately needed. We needed it yesterday. So I'm very excited to see that open.
And in part of that plan, the next few years, I'm sure that the building, we're building homes and people are moving in them. So you're going to have to build schools to keep up, I guess.
We're looking at building at least one or two high schools as well in the north and in the south as well. Two hot spots that RSP, the outfit that we hired to look things at in an unbiased way, and they looked at everything. They looked at birth rates. They looked at where people were moving and trends and such, and they've identified those two areas.
Now, north, would that be Smyrna, Laverne, Blackman area?
Yeah, it'd be over the other side of the interstate.
Okay.
So it'd be above Rocky Fork, that area,
gotcha.
Right around in there. Not too far from Stewart's Creek. We have some land. We voted to move forward to work on some drawings so we'll know what we're looking at.
And this is high school.
This is high school.
Okay.
But the difference is, and I'm on board. We're almost in a complete agreement with this. I appreciate our huge 2,500 comprehensive high schools, but maybe go a little smaller. Back to my day when Riverdale was only 1,200. And so we're looking at maybe a 1,200 to 1,500 high school with a core that can reach 2,000 plus. So if we ever needed to expand, we could. But smaller, more of that community. So that's what we're looking at right now.
In the south, what is this like?
Plainview Christiana area.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which already has, an elementary campus?
Yes. Plainview. But there is land for one more school out that way. So
around where the land that's already owned.
Yeah, exactly. We already own it, so not a big deal. So
that could be a high school or a middle school or whatever.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what the next several months we'll be looking at.
Oh, absolutely. And not to be left out, I'm going to touch on some other projects that we desperately want to. We are committed to redoing our alternative schools and expanding the capacity there, but making the space much more usable. All right, those schools are very, very old, especially Daniel McKee. Mm-hmm. It's been used for several other projects before it was even an alternative school, but it really needs some refurbishment. And so we are committed to doing those projects. Of course, you know, I don't know if we'll stick with the timeline that we're on. And also McFadden. We've heard the families, and we know that it's a great school, but it's really, really old, and it has some severe problems. And, you know,
well, at some point,
Butch made the analogy, we keep putting lipstick on this pig.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I didn't know he said that, but, it becomes a thing that you're throwing so much money at.
Well, I'm happy to say there are some plans that have been circulated by the PTO there that were lovely. They paid for these plans, the new and improved McFadden, and I actually really loved it. And we may use that when we're going forward, but there were some things that we needed to do just to kind of kickstart and get the ball off rolling. So we did vote to go ahead and look at and authorize Jeff Reed to go see about some homes that are in close proximity that we would need to purchase in order to clear off the space and the land for the new and improved McFadden. So there's a lot on our table.
Sounds
but
like
I'm ready to get to work.
Well, Claire, it's always fun. We could talk for hours, but appreciate you stopping by today, and look forward to our conversations every month.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Claire Maxwell joining us today on the show. Hope you enjoyed. The podcast will be up shortly if you want to go back and listen in.